Back home 5 years ago, the interior of St. Mel's Cathedral in Longford Town was gutted by fire. The Christmas Day blaze destroyed some of the country's most priceless artefacts. Now the cathedral has been restored and will open to the public shortly. Niall Marr is the project engineer on the St. Mel's project. He joins us now from Longford. Niall, good afternoon. Thanks for talking to us.
Good afternoon.
Is everything ready then?
Yes, I'm happy to say that the cathedral is complete. 5 years on now from that terrible day in Christmas Eve 2009 and the utter destruction of the cathedral, which the community of Longford found the next day. So what they will find tomorrow, which is the opening mass, 5 years on, is what we hope will be seen as a beautifully restored cathedral.
How big a job was it? We know about the loss of these priceless artefacts, but in terms of the structural damage and the whole complexity of the work, how big a job was it?
I think the job was extremely complex. All of the interior of the cathedral was totally destroyed. People will perhaps remember images of being able to look up to the sky down through what would have been the ground floor into the crypt. So the outer walls of the cathedral were intact, but inside it was total destruction. The challenges, I suppose, throughout the project then have been, perhaps the biggest was the replacement of all of the 28 limestone columns. And apart from that then, Richard, the new liturgical artworks, bringing to today now the completion of the project.
Have you been able to mesh merge the various parts that you're putting together? Do the materials, are they still available? Does it look as if or as it was? Or will people say, oh, there's the new bit?
I think what we're hoping is that when people come in tomorrow, they will, as has been said, see an old friend return to them. As they look more closely, then they'll see what are changes. And these are changes in liturgical development. They'll also see the beautiful new works of art, magnificent stained glass. But I suppose one of the old friends, the Holy Family painting from 1890, an Italian work of art, magically survived 800, 900 degrees centigrade of fire. And it will be back in its place with a very light touch of restoration work on it, and almost precisely as it would have been in Christmas Eve 2009.
That sounds great. Niall, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Niall Marr there, project engineer on St. Mel's, on the line from Longford. And you can see more about the transformation of St. Mel's Cathedral after the fire in a programme called The Longford Phoenix. It's presented by our Midlands correspondent, Kieran Mullooly. It's on RTE One television and it's on Tuesday, December the 30th at 6:30.